Dancer by Colm McCann. Read by Moira Driscoll, William Dufries, J.P. Guimont, Mark Honan, Christine Marshall, and Christopher Price.
What we, or at any rate I, refer to confidently as a memory, meaning a moment, a scene, a fact that has been subjected to a fixative and thereby rescued from oblivion, is really a form of storytelling that goes on continually in the mind and often changes with the telling. Too many conflicting emotional interests are involved for life ever to be wholly acceptable, and possibly it is the work of the storyteller to rearrange things so that they conform to this end. In any case, in talking about the past, we lie with every breath we draw. William Maxwell. So long. See you tomorrow.
Paris, 1961. What was flung on stage during his first season in Paris?
10 100-franc bills held together with an elastic band.
A packet of Russian tea.
A manifesto from the Front de Libération Nationale, representing the Algerian nationalist movement, protesting the curfew imposed on Muslims after a series of car bombs in Paris.
Daffodils stolen from the gardens in the Louvre, causing the gardeners to work overtime from 5 until 7 in the evening to make sure the beds weren't further plundered.
White lilies with centimes taped to the bottom of their stems, so they were perfectly weighted to reach the stage.
So many flowers that a stagehand, Henri Long, who swept up the petals after the show,